This episode is brought to you by JumpCloud. In the face of increasing AI implementation, small and medium-sized enterprises, or SMEs, are at a pivotal moment. As AI becomes integrated into the various aspects of operations, SMEs are presented with both unprecedented opportunities and complex challenges. Hi, I'm your host, Deepthi Ahuja. I head content and production for HT Smartcast. And today, we will be talking about how advancements in the world of AI, mounting security threats, and economic uncertainty. All of this will affect IT and identity management in 2024. We will also explore the steps underway to face these challenges. To discuss this, we have with us Tom Bridge. He is the Director of Product Management for Devices at JumpCloud. Tom is also the producer of the Mac Admins podcast. JumpCloud's innovative approach to identity and access management is designed to be scalable, flexible, and highly secure, meeting the evolving needs of modern businesses. Tom is here to discuss with us the JumpCloud SME IT Trends report, where more than 1,200 respondents from across the UK, US, and India were surveyed. He will also help us understand how SMEs are grappling with sophisticated security threats, the adoption of AI, and budget fluctuations impacting organizational risks. Hi, Tom. How are you? Welcome to Mint, etc.
Thank you so much, Deepthi. I'm so glad to be on TechCetera today.
The feeling's mutual. It's always super cool to have another podcaster come on the show.
Thanks so much. It's great pleasure to be here today. I'm thrilled to come talk about this ITSME Trends report.
Lovely. Then let's jump right in. So Tom, as per the JumpCloud SME IT Trend report, budgets in India and globally are increasing. What factors contribute to the reported increase in these IT budgets? Furthermore, there's an anticipation of layoffs, right? What does this contradiction mean for India? I mean, especially for our country.
I was going to say, this is such an interesting contradiction because I think that people are afraid of layoffs. I'm not sure that our report really indicates that they are expecting them. I think that there's a global tech trend that I think is going everywhere in terms of, you know, a downturn in individual spending. I do think that there are a lot of people that are investing in their IT infrastructure, however, especially with new technologies like AI coming to the market, not to mention the needs of every organization to stay secure and to apply additional security on top of whatever they have today. When we look at what this really means for the marketplace, it means we need better tools. It also means that we may be needing to economize on people. And so we may need to augment that with workflow engines and artificial intelligence tools to help us economize our own time as part of the process.
Correct. Another interesting thing that I noted was that nearly 82% of Indian respondents, they think that organizations should be investing in AI, right? At the same time, 80% of Indian respondents believe that AI is outpacing their organization's ability to protect against threats. Now, how would you interpret this scenario and what possible solutions would you, recommend to resolve this dilemma?
Well, it's a huge challenge, isn't it? Because there's a huge amount of interest in the marketplace. There's a huge amount of need to explore. It's a new frontier of technology that has incredible opportunities associated with it, but that comes with the same amount of threats associated with it. It is not an easy place to be working right now. Organizations need to figure out what's right for them. And spending time determining what is right for your organization around AI is going to be the single biggest thing that IT operations can do to protect the business that they're part of. Making sure that AI adoption is all about the benefits of AI without necessarily the deep risks that can come along with machine learning and different GPT models and, engines like Anthropic's Claude associated with AWS. There are all of these great technologies out there. They need to be evaluated. And so while organizations are very, very interested in evaluating what AI can do for them, not every organization sees a clear and obvious fit associated with that AI and their business. So as we evaluate and plan for these things, I think a lot of folks are really concerned about what the possible downsides of AI are. We certainly see things like AI hallucination or large language models producing odd results. I think there was a recent case where a large model was just spewing gibberish for 8 hours after a new patch came out. And boy, and every IT person has had a place where they've deployed something that they thought was safe, that they thought was tested, and it just wasn't. And so, you know, there are those situations, and I think organizations are very, very concerned about this, where, organizations need to protect themselves, and they need to have policies in place on both ethical sourcing of AI, and they need to have an understanding of what the possible downsides to the technology's application are. So as we look at the marketplace writ large, I think there's a lot of intense interest. But there's also a lot of trepidation out there. There's a lot of concern that the AI tools that are out there may not be solving all of their problems, or it may be making new ones.
Correct. The report further suggests that AI, that there's a rapid influence and impact on identity management, and that it highlights the fact that IT professionals are apprehensive and at the same time aspirational when it comes to AI. Could you sort of shed some light on what's happening? Could you just expand this a little further, because there are so many contradictions and there's so much chaos out there. Could you just shed some light on that?
I was going to say there's an American poet that I think of often with this around this stuff. His name's Walt Whitman, and he says that we contain multitudes. We can be contradictory within ourselves, and so we think a lot about the contradictions that are out there for this. I think that it is perfectly fine to be apprehensive about new technology. It is also perfectly fine to be super excited about the possibilities that exist. Being able to type into a query box, "Hey, build me an SQL query that shows me all of my systems that are running, an insecure version of Windows," and be able to get back that SQL query to plug into whatever device management tool you're using or whatever inventory management tool you're using to get back a great result. You can see that moment and it's like, oh, I have created fire. There's a lot of excitement that lives out in that space, but how do you learn how to trust the results of an engine that you really don't necessarily understand? And so there are a lot of challenges out there in the IT space related to artificial intelligence and the applications of these large language models and other machine learning technologies that are associated with this. I think that this is a huge opportunity for IT practitioners to build new skills and to build a better risk profile for their organization in terms of understanding how individual IT policy actions can come with it risks that need to be mitigated by the business. So that, for example, you could say, hey, I really want to write a script in using an AI tool that says, hey, I would like you to check the number of printers that are associated with this device and return back to me the number of printers. And you want to make sure that you're getting good results out of that. And you want to make sure that you're double checking the work of the AI as part of this process. Yeah. You can take that shortcut as an IT admin and say, I want to produce something out of this artificial intelligence tool. And you also have to spend the time to do the due diligence as an IT practitioner to make sure that you're not unleashing harm on your business by evaluating those kind of things. So it's everything that we saw in the results from this says huge amount of enthusiasm on one hand, boy, does this need guardrails on the other. And so there's a lot of that conversation to be had.
I think that's something that happens with anything new, especially when it comes to protecting businesses, enterprises. I think it's standard practice, the apprehensions and the aspirations. Now, we know that AI implementation is inevitable. It is bound to happen. It's like the dot-com boom. But will it end up having a net positive impact? What do you think?
So this is one that I think is super interesting because from my perspective, I don't think it's necessarily 100% inevitable. I certainly think that there is an opportunity here for the industry to decide these tools are not terribly valuable or that they have a huge amount of hype associated with them that is not borne out by actual functional businesses. I mean, when we look at what happened in the dot-com boom of the early 2000s, there were a lot of businesses that had promised a lot of things but never could deliver on them, or at least couldn't deliver on them in an economically viable manner. And so I fully expect that, AI implementation is going to see a rise. I don't necessarily think it's going to be 100% inevitable in every industry across every part of the IT infrastructure. So while it can feel at times like the hype machine is out of control, there's certainly value in these tools, and we have to find out what it is. Finding the right tool to do the right thing at the right time is a big part of any kind of business's evaluation cycle. And so as organizations evaluate the benefits and detriments of AI as a part of their environment, I don't think that it's necessarily inevitable, but I certainly think it can feel that way at times.
I'm so glad you put it that way. Yes, there is that perception that it is inevitable, and I stand corrected. industries can decide, and that brings me to, you know, the unique challenges that maybe Indian SMEs can, encounter, particularly in the domain of identity and device management. Could you tell us what are those challenges that you expect Indian SMEs to encounter, and what strategies should SMEs adopt to ensure cyber resilience?
Mm-hmm. So the Indian SME landscape presents a really fascinating dynamic, much like what we've seen in the United States. We're witnessing a coexistence of traditional companies that are heavily reliant on legacy identity and access management systems, alongside a new breed of digitally native enterprises embracing cloud-based technologies like Google Workspace or Jump Cloud. The duality poses interesting challenges and opportunities for everybody. While legacy systems may hinder agility, they come with, you know, a fair amount of, you know, stability that is associated with them. Meanwhile, the progressive adoption of cloud technologies, especially by smaller companies, has been really remarkable. These SMEs, with their agile approach, are reshaping the tech landscape across the world, definitely across the India market right now. And they're fueling a lot of business growth. We've observed a significant shift towards cloud-based infrastructure and the challenges associated with remote work. Our platform helps SMEs bridge that gap by providing seamless identity and device management solutions tailored to their evolving needs. So as these businesses grow and evolve, they're being able to use tools like Jump Cloud for identity and access management and device management within the same plane to really kind of build forward a new model for this kind of thing without having to rely on legacy servers that may not have a place to exist in a place in or that is remote work friendly or remote work forward. And as we see a lot of those things, I think that's where we draw things forward.
Mm-hmm. Tom, as per your report, respondents from India have also expressed concerns over managing multiple point solutions as compared to single point solutions. Why do you think that is? And what is your view on it? Could you also expand on some of the solutions that Jump Cloud provides to its Indian partners?
My colleague Ponce, who's based out of Bangalore, would say that this is a beautiful question, Deepti, and I'm so glad that you asked, because you know the thing that we get to in all of this is cognitive science. When we look at how much different applications require different focus, as you switch between different point solutions within your IT infrastructure, you lose mental elasticity. You lose your focus. You have to reorient yourself every time. This creates fatigue within the end user of the product. So in this case, IT admins that are out there. If they are focused on using not a set of point solutions, but rather a holistic platform, they're in one interface all day. They are operating one product that is meant to be operated together. And they're focused on a simpler environment for their business. Not to mention, it simplifies their documentation needs. It simplifies their implementation needs. And you can do more out of a single platform than you can out of a cobbled together solution of different tools that may not speak the same language, definitely won't look the same, and will require a lot more cognitive load on your admins to manage. Not to mention, in a lot of these situations, it also requires specific special knowledge for different point solutions that cause you as a business to be a little less agile. Having most of that solution within a single large platform gives you consistency of interface design, consistency of interaction between different parts of the platform, and a common source that your entire IT organization can turn to.
Right. Interesting. Thank you so much, Tom, for giving us your time, for being so to the point, for being so articulate. It's always fun to host another podcaster on the show. Thank you so much for all of the insights that you gave us. And I hope that this gives SMEs some sort of clarity when it comes to implementing AI and protecting themselves from any kinds of cyber threats. Thank you.
Thank you, Deepti. It's always a pleasure to be on.